Fantastic. And as you sit here, and just before we start, have a look round. In fact, everybody, have a look round at your church family. Okay, we're all a little bit different. We come from different places. We're different shapes. We're different sizes. We've got a brand new member of our church family today, Lazaro. He's the newest one. How exciting is that? Okay, we are the church family here. And we are family. But even though we're family, we'll have different things that we like and different things that we dislike. And so I've got a little survey today, which I want us all to take part in, not just those at the front. I want to know what you like, okay? Which you would prefer, because maybe you don't like any of them, but which would you prefer? And what I want you to do is to point, okay? So you're either going to point towards Toby at this side or point towards Simon at that side, and we'll see which has got the biggest points, okay? So your first option this morning, would you prefer burgers or hot dogs? Okay, show your choice. You can't have both. Okay? You've got to choose, okay? It's clear that burgers wins. Right, what about Coke or lemonade? What's your choice? Okay, make your choice. Ooh. I think it's still this one. It's lemonade. Right. Next one. Yep. We'll go for football or rugby. Okay. At the back it's rugby, at the front it's football. Okay, last one. Which would you choose? Which would you prefer? Holidays in the sun or holidays in the snow? Snow? Ooh, I think it's sunshine wins. Brilliant. Okay, thank you. Right, we like different things. We prefer different things. We make choices about the things that we like and the things that we don't like. But none of those things are very important, are they? They wouldn't stop us being friends with people. We wouldn't decide to hate somebody because they liked Coke when we liked lemonade. That would be ridiculous, wouldn't it? We are allowed to choose different things. But sadly, there are differences between people in the world that mean they do hate each other. They really hate each other. And sometimes they even go to war over their differences. They might fight over money or land or politics. And sometimes whole countries and even the whole world goes to war over their differences. And that is a tragedy. That is very, very sad. Well, today is a special day. Who can tell me what is special about today? Sophie. It's Remembrance Day. And what are we remembering on Remembrance Day? Cecilia. People who died in the wars. That's right. And we remember them by wearing poppies or seeing poppies around, don't we? We remember those who fought and died during the wars, those who fought to keep our country safe, to keep our country free and welcoming of all peoples. And there are thousands and thousands who have died around the world to keep us safe. And we give thanks for their sacrifice today to keep us and our country at peace. But you know what? Hatred and wars are nothing new. They have happened since people turned away from God. But the wonderful news from the Bible is that Jesus Christ brings peace. And that's what we're going to think about for the rest of our short time this morning. Jesus bringing peace. Firstly, Jesus brings peace between people. In our reading, we heard about two sets of people who really didn't like each other. Can you remember who they were, Ellie? That's right. The Jews and the non-Jews. And they really, really didn't get on. You see, the Apostle Paul, who wrote this letter to the Ephesians, he lived in a world where there were only two types of people, not those who preferred rugby or those who preferred lemonade, but there were the Jews, who were God's chosen and special people, and there were the non-Jews who weren't. They were called the Gentiles, and the two sets really, really didn't get on. They hated each other. You see, the Gentiles, the non-Jews, lived in the land that the Jews thought was theirs, and the Gentiles persecuted. What does persecute mean? Pardon? Killed, bullied, all of those things. Yeah, that's right. That's what persecuted means. And that's what the Gentiles were doing to the Jews. You see, the Jews were God's chosen people. They could worship God in the temple. The non-Jews, even if they believed in God, were not allowed to go to the temple. They could see the temple because it was built up on a hill. They could get near to the temple, but they couldn't go into the temple to worship God because there was a 6-foot wall built all round it. So there was this huge barrier between the Jews and the non-Jews when they wanted to worship God. The non-Jews could only look over the top of the wall and see others worshiping God. They weren't allowed in. Okay, what does this sign mean? Ben. What does it mean? Yeah? Go to jail. Trespassers, people who go onto the land who shouldn't, something awful will happen. You might be arrested, you might be taken to court, you might even be sent to jail. That's right, that's what that means. And there were signs a little bit like this all round the wall of the temple. But they didn't say that. What they actually said was, trespassers will be executed. What does executed mean? Get your head chopped off. You'll be killed. So all around the temple wall, between the Jews and the non-Jews, there was this terrible sign that said trespassing. If you're not supposed to be in there, if you're a non-Jew and you go in, you will be killed. The Jews hated the Gentiles that much, and that they would kill them if they tried to enter the temple and to worship God. Isn't that awful? But do you remember what we heard in our reading that Caitlin read? Because of Christ, we now have peace. Christ made both the Jews and the non-Jews one people. They were separated as if there was a wall between them, but Christ broke down that wall of hate by giving his own body. So Jesus got rid of that sign. In fact, Jesus broke down the wall. It went because of Jesus. Jesus has broken down the differences between the Jews and the non-Jews, his special people and others who want to come and worship him. We're told that Jesus ended the law and the rules that divided the people, the rules about cleanliness and diet and sacrifice. Jesus got rid of the wall. Now, I've got some paint here. See how good you are at science. What happens if I mix the blue and the yellow? What do I get? Green. Well done. What happens if I mix blue and red? Purple. Brilliant. What happens if I mix yellow and red? Yes. Orange. You're really, really good at this. Really good. Okay. If I mix them together, it would be pretty much impossible, once I've got my purple, to suddenly divide it back to blue and red, wouldn't it? I've got purple. I can't get it back to blue and red. That would be impossible. And our reading tells us that Christ's purpose was to make the two groups of people become one new people. By doing this, Christ would make peace through the cross. Jesus ended the hatred between the two groups. So just like paint, Jesus has brought together, he's made peace between two types of people who trust in him. And he has made one new set of people, which we call the family, the church. That's God's special family. We don't all have to like hot dogs. We don't all have to like wintry holidays. We can still be really different to each other. But if we believe and trust in Jesus, then we're all part of one new family called the church. And since Jesus has made us into a family, we should relate to each other a bit like a family. We should love each other and care for each other. If we're angry or bitter or resentful with each other, it's not right. Jesus came to bring peace between us. If we've argued with each other, then we should say sorry and forgive each other, because Jesus came to bring peace between us. Now, there will still be loads of divisions between people that don't love Jesus. It's not that Jesus has automatically brought peace to all people everywhere. But the divisions between people that do love Jesus should have gone. Jesus brings peace to everybody who is in his family, and he's done it by dying on the cross. Well, secondly, Jesus also brings peace between people and God. Paul is writing his letter to the Ephesians, to Gentile people, to non-Jews, and he reminds them that once they were far away from God, but now in Christ Jesus, they are brought near to God through the blood of Jesus' death. You see, before Jesus died, the Ephesians were far from God. They didn't know him. And to help us understand that, I need a volunteer. Ben. Okay. Ben, can you go and stand a little way down that aisle? Thank you. Okay, stop. Right. I need you to come near to me. Oh! But you can't move. But I'd like you to come near to me. No, you can't move. What are you going to do? No, the jumping's moving, isn't it? Nothing. Corey? Ah, you could ask me to go near to him. That's a really good idea. Or Matthew? Teleportation. Not sure we've got teleportation. Is he? Call a friend to pick him up and help and carry him. Toby, would you be that friend? Yay! Thank you. You are brought near to me. Brilliant. Go and sit back down. Thank you. You see, the Ephesians were far from God. They didn't know him, they didn't love him, and there was nothing they could do about it. They weren't part of God's special people. They couldn't go to the temple. They were absolutely helpless. They needed somebody to help them, just like Ben did. And it is the same for us as well. We are far, or were far, from God. We didn't know him. We didn't love him. We turned our backs on him and did what we wanted rather than what God wants. What do we call that when we do that? Sin. Sin. Brilliant. And how do we remember what sin is here at St. Mary's? Emily. Do you want to come do that at the front with me? And we can all do it together. Because sin has three letters, doesn't it? Sa, I, na. And we have a little rhyme to help us remember. Turn around. So we say, shove off, God. I'm in charge. No to your commands. Let's do it once more. Shove off, God. I'm in charge. No to your commands. Thank you. And that's how we remember what sin is. And you see, the trouble is that when we say shove off to God, we're cutting ourselves off from him. It's as though there is a big wall between us and God. And that's a terrible place to be, isn't it? Cut off from God. Our greatest need is to be reconciled, to be at peace with God. And we can't do it by ourselves. Those of us who've been here over the last few weeks, we've been learning about the Reformation. We learnt that ages and ages ago, people thought they could give money or work hard or do all sorts of things to get close to God. And we learnt that you couldn't do anything to get close to God. All you had to do was to believe and trust in Jesus. Our good works are lovely, but they don't help us get close to God at all. There is nothing about our good works that makes Jesus love us anymore. We are utterly helpless, just like Ben was. But Jesus comes to our aid. Jesus once again breaks down that wall. Because of Jesus' death on the cross, the dividing wall between us and God has gone. And we can be near to God. How amazing that is. It is now possible for all of us who trust and believe in Jesus to be part of his family. And by dying, Jesus has made that possible. It was Jesus' death on the cross that means we can be close to God. And on Remembrance Sunday, we remember those who died in the wars, don't we, who brought us peace. But every Sunday, in fact, every day, we should remember that Jesus died to bring us peace. Peace with each other in his family, and peace with our Father God. And later on in our service, we're going to remember Jesus' dying on the cross for us by sharing communion, by having a little bit of bread and wine. And when we do that, we remember that Jesus gave his body, which we remember by the bread, when he died on the cross. And we remember that he shed his blood, which we remember by the wine, when he died on the cross. And Jesus did that so that we can have peace with each other and with our Father God. So let's say thank you to him for that as we pray together. So let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending Jesus. We thank you that he was willing to die on the cross so that all of us could be in your family and come close to you. Thank you that we can now be part of your family if we believe and trust in Jesus. Amen.